welcome to this special edition of the Gridiron Pulse. As you can see, I'm quite dressed for the occasion. We have our resident Atlanta fans here who they're ready for the draft in their own way. I'm Cole Aycock, got Jacob, got Carter. Boys, how are you doing? I know I've been looking forward to this episode. Are you boys ready to draft?
Absolutely, dude. I've been looking forward to this day in general for quite a minute. Let's go ahead and get it under the road. Carter, what about you?
I am very excited. So just excited to get this draft started.
As we all know, the draft is, you know, it's a beacon of hope for Falcons fans. It's a way for them to get excited. And then typically once the season starts, it kind of goes down and then they look forward to the next draft. But, you know, hey, that's what it's all about. The draft is about beacons of hope, and that's what we're here to do. I'll quickly explain the rules. It's pretty straightforward. We're essentially going to have PFF pulled up, and we are going to do a full mock draft. It'll start with me. It'll go to Jacob. It'll go to Carter in that order. I'll have first pick, Jacob second pick, Carter third pick, and then it'll come right back to me on the fourth pick. Except for we did this math, and when it comes to the Steelers, either Jacob or Carter are going to have the pick, but they will just kick it over to me to make that pick. That'll be the only out of order we do. But yeah, we're just going to do this mock draft. It'll be good. So yeah, we will go ahead and share the PFF screen, and we can go ahead and get this thing underway.
All right, y'all got it? You can see everything?
Yep.
The 2025 draft is officially underway, and this is not a hard pick. The Tennessee Titans, we all know what they're doing. And a lot of people got centelled by fake Adam Schefter, who basically tweeted out that said the Titans will be selecting Cam Ward, and everyone thought it was a spoiler. But that was a fake tweet, but we all know what the pick is going to be here. With the first pick, oh wait, hold on. With the first pick of the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Tennessee Titans select Cam Ward, quarterback, Miami. And I'll just give a quick spiel about this. I won't be too long. I believe I'm a little bit higher on Cam Ward than I believe a lot of people are, which is kind of crazy to say because he's going to be the number one pick. But the narrative seems to be that in any other draft, he would not be the number one pick. And me, I'm higher on him. I just think his combination of creativity outside of structure, arm talent, and overall just people kind of downplay coming into Miami from Washington State. That is such a culture change. And for him, he walked into that locker room day one, and he was the bona fide, no doubt about it, leader of that team and of that program. And you need that. You need a little bit of that ability and leadership. If you're going to come into a franchise right now, like the Tennessee Titans, and become that leader, I just think that his leadership and his just overall just play style, I think is going to be very good. And this is the pick that I would make. So Cam Ward is the selection, no doubt about it.
I agree with you there. I think I'm on record in this show saying that Cam Ward's the only quarterback that I don't necessarily hate in this draft. And I'll continue to stand by that.
Yeah, I agree too. I think Cam Ward is arguably the best quarterback prospect in this draft. It's a no-brainer pick for Tennessee.
All right, that brings it to me with pick number two. The pick is in. You going to play the sound, Cole, for every one of them?
Oh, shoot, my bad. Sorry, I got to be locked in.
With the second pick in the Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Cleveland Browns select the best player in this draft, Travis Hunter. Now, there's some speculation on whether or not he's going to play wide receiver or corner, and I know he wants to play both. I just don't necessarily think that is a great possibility. I think he's going to be more of a wide receiver and maybe a spot player on defense whenever needed. But if he wanted to play defense primarily, I definitely think he was able to do that if he wants to.
For sure. Definitely the best overall prospect in this draft. I agree with you too, Jacob. Obviously, freak of an athlete, can play both sides. Yeah, it's going to be curious to see how Cleveland, basically like what they make him play mainly, either cornerback or receiver. My opinion, I think he'll be receiver just because I think he was better at receiver than corner. But it should be real interesting. Cleveland's going to get a stud.
My prediction is that whatever is the wrong position to play Travis Hunter, the Browns will play him at that point. That is my prediction. So,
what an astute observation, Cole. I love it. All right, Carter.
The third pick in the 2025 Gridiron Draft, the New York Giants select Abdul Carter, edge, Penn State. The Giants are in a weird position because, you know, they need a quarterback, but they signed Jameis Winston and then Russ, Mr. Unlimited, in the offseason. It's definitely a tricky pick because I could – basically whoever doesn't go number two overall is going to go to the Giants, either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. So that's basically my thought process. I mean, they could go quarterback. Obviously, I would imagine that the next quarterback coming off would be Jackson Dart. So it could be Jackson Dart. I really have no idea. But for me, it's definitely going to be Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter. And then in this situation, Abdul Carter.
Nice. And so this next pick, I believe that this is, if the draft goes this way where it's Ward, Hunter, Abdul Carter, I think this is a prime trade down spot for the Patriots potentially, because you're either going to be drafting a running back fourth overall or seemingly reaching for a offensive lineman. That would probably be my prediction of what's going to happen. And with that being said, with the fourth pick of the 2025 Gridiron Pulse Mock Draft, the New England Patriots select Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU. Now, this one right here, I think the Patriots are going to – this is going to be the first, like, whoa, Will Campbell. Like, it's going to seem like a reach, and I think it kind of will be, at least for fourth overall, but I think that this is a need, at least for them, that I think is much more valuable. Of course, Ashton Gentee's the flashy pick, but – the Patriots as an organization have been they seem to make the right moves and they seem to make the boring pick more often than not. And I think this is the first one where Patriot fans are going to be like, what? Like, we could have had Ginty and we just picked an offensive lineman. But I think that's the right move. So Will Campbell's the pick here.
All right. That puts me on the clock with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm actually going to go the way that it's kind of been going lately. We got a lot of smoke for this one. Play the sound.
My bad.
The fifth pick in the Gridiron Pulse Mock Draft. The Jacksonville Jaguars select Ashton Gentee, running back from Boise State. I think this would be a great pick for them because they got Liam Cohen coming in there with a big offensive mind from Tampa Bay. They've always been like all the best Jaguars teams have had some kind of like superstar running back, whether it be Fred Taylor, Maurice Jones-Drew, or somebody like that early on, Leonard Fournette. I think Gentee is one of the three blue chip prospects in this draft that we had mentioned along with Travis Hunter and Abdul Carter. And I think, even though pick number five for running back might seem pretty high, I think this would be kind of a steal for the Jags.
All right, so I guess I'm on the clock now. The Raiders, the pick is in. I am going to go Mason Graham, defensive lineman, Michigan. So my reasoning behind this is just the Raiders. I mean, they signed Geno Smith in the offseason. They brought in Pete Carroll as their head coach. I think Geno can definitely win games with less talent, I guess you could say, because, I mean, he's a serviceable quarterback. The Raiders need a ton of help on defense. Definitely, I think Mason Graham will help. Their D-line help. Christian Wilkins and Max Crosby on that D-line allow their corners to play more freely, unlike the Falcons. So we'll see. I like this pick a lot for the Raiders, but they could definitely go running back, receiver. But I think Mason Graham is going to help them out a lot on defense.
So with this next pick, this is another situation where you never know with the Jets. I feel like, I don't know. You know what? With the seventh pick of the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the New York Jets select Armand Membu, tackle from Missouri. Seeing a lot of smoke and mocks for the Jets to take a lineman here. So it seems it's either going to be a receiver or a lineman. I mean, quarterback. I mean, they could do quarterback, but I feel like I don't think that this is the spot for them, at least at seventh overall. You know, maybe if they were at 20 or 22, maybe. But, I mean, the Jets are never really going to be in that position. So I'm going to go with the tackle here. Just the gut feeling, I think that they will go with the guy Armand from Mizzou.
All right, that puts me on the clock with a division rival, the Carolina Panthers. And I do believe they will be going with, where's my guy?
Yeah, you can search him.
Yeah. This would be very unfortunate. I would hate if this actually happened, but Carolina native seems like kind of a steal here at this point. Some would argue that he could be maybe the fourth blue chip prospect in this draft. It would be national champion Jalen Walker from the University of Georgia. We got unreal positional versatility out of this guy. He can play off-ball linebacker for him. He can play edge for him. I mean, he could play both at the same time. It seemed like he did against Texas last year. I mean, whipping up on first-round offensive tackles for a living. I think he provides some much-needed juice to a quite putrid Carolina defense.
All right, so New Orleans Saints are now on the clock for me.
Hold on.
With the ninth pick in the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the New Orleans Saints select Jackson Dart, quarterback, Ole Miss.
Nice.
Wow.
This is going to be the first shocker of the draft. You know, there's been a ton of speculation on Derek Carr's health going into this season. He has a shoulder injury, and I read a report that the Saints won't really have clarity on Derek Carr's injury soon. So I think the Saints take a huge gamble here and draft quarterback early. You know, I mean, we all saw what Spencer Rattler was. I mean, at least us three, we've known what Spencer Rattler was at Oklahoma and South Carolina. But I think the Saints are going to surprise a lot of people. I think they're going to be the second team that takes a quarterback in this draft behind Cam Ward.
This one's a tough one.
Yeah, this is where it gets a little interesting here.
Yeah, because this right here, once again, if I was the Bears, this seems like a very prime trade down spot because running back is obviously a need. There really isn't a running back worth taking at this spot. D lineman, safety, you know, there are some guys that you feel that you could get later. But of course, no trades withstanding. Gotta make a pick here. This is gonna be a game time decision right here after this chime. With the 10th pick of the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Chicago Bears select Walter Nolan, D lineman, out of Ole Miss. Now, again, this is a position, like I've said, where if they trade back, they could probably get him later. But for the sake of this mock draft, if they were there, I'd think that this is the pick for them right here.
I like that pick. All right.
So, are you guys good with the chime only for the top 10, or do you want the chime for the whole time?
Let's just do top 10.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. We have no idea how annoying that sounds on video. So,
all right, that puts me on the clock with San Francisco 49ers at 11. I do believe I'm going somewhere on the offensive line here. And that is going to give me Kelvin Banks Jr. with pick 11, tackle from Texas. Now, most Georgia fans know him as the guy who got whipped by both Jalen Walker and Mykel Williams, but big, big tackle prospect, huge long arms, won like offensive lineman of the year for the SEC or something like that. So I'd feel pretty good if I were San Francisco with this pick right here.
Okay, so
Trent Williams is not getting any younger.
No, it's not. True. He also needs someone else to play right tackle.
Yeah, true.
The Cowboys are in a really interesting spot. I mean, they have all their cap tied into two people, soon to be three, I would assume, with Micah Parsons, with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. I mean, they need help at receiver, they need help at running back, they need guard play, and they need edge rusher. So with the 12th pick in the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Tetai Roa McMillan from Arizona, wide receiver. I know I just butchered that name so bad. McMillan, to me, other than Luther Burden, is definitely the top wide receiver prospect in this draft. Tall, can catch go balls or high point balls. I think he'll definitely fit in Dallas with Dak and CeeDee.
No, yeah, definitely a good pick there. And by the way, Carr, it's Tetaroa for reference.
I butchered that name so bad.
It's a tough one.
Hey. I could have just gone T-Mac because that's technically his nickname. But
yeah. So right now, how the draft is laid out, at least, hold on, let me look back at it. There hasn't, after Abdul Carter and Jalen Walker, it's been pretty light on the edge position. And I know that the Dolphins team needs doesn't necessarily reflect that of an edge on their board, but I feel like if they were in this position where someone, all right, let's go ahead and make the pick. With the 13th pick of the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Miami Dolphins select Mike Green, edge from Marshall, is that right?
Yeah, Marshall.
From Marshall. Once again, I just think that this is right in line where his value is in the draft. And while the Dolphins, yes, it says their needs are more so on the offensive line, I think if he were to fall to them here without them having to trade up or anything, I think that this would be the pick for them personally. But yeah.
All right. So we got the Indianapolis Colts here with pick 14. And looking at their team needs here, I see the first team need. I've also seen this guy mocked here quite a bit. Oftentimes it's in a trade up scenario. So I'm going to go ahead and take Tyler Warren, tight end from Penn State, to the Colts at 14. I feel like they would be absolutely blessed for this to happen. They would run to the podium with Tyler Warren's name in their hand and just run away from the draft with honestly one of the best tight ends in the draft, if not one of the better prospects in the whole draft. They would love this pick at 14.
The Atlanta Falcons. Boy,
Here
oh
we
boy,
go.
where do I even begin? I'm just gonna make this one quick and easy. I know I would just being a fan of this team, I am just not. I'm gonna doubt in every part of my mind that this will be the pick. But for this mock draft, with the 15th pick in the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Atlanta Falcons select Mykael Williams, Edge, Georgia.
That would be Dolphins fan approved from me. Mock draft
You
already.
know, there's been rumors about the Falcons potentially trading down to get more picks for this year, so I honestly wouldn't even be surprised if they're not sitting at 15 come draft night. But God almighty, does this team need an edge rusher so bad? But you know, just being a fan of this team for 25 years, if you would have told them to draft edge rusher, they would draft like a running back. So it's they always take the hard way out on the easiest pick of their lives. So I, you know, Jake or Kelvin Banks is already off the board. That's on, I have like an 80% chance. I bet that's who they're gonna pick, and I would have the biggest crash out ever. But Mykael Williams just makes way too much sense for the Falcons to pick at 15. You know, big, physical, just your stereotypical edge rusher that this team just desperately needs. So this is the very very easy pick. So we'll see. Hopefully that Terry Fontenot actually you know pays attention to what his draft needs are or his team needs are, and he picks the right pick here. But for me, easy pick, Mykael Williams.
I'm just going to give my input on this one real quick. If there's one person that we know is going to mess up a big decision, it would be Terry Fortnight. So if the draft starts out like how it does here and Mykael Williams is still available, because I mean, I've seen him mocked within the top 10 quite a bit, this is an absolute steal of the draft right here. Super, super traitsy edge rusher from Georgia. Got that championship pedigree, and that would be three national champions in the top 15 picks. I think we'd all be very happy about that.
I mean, all this talk just for them to pick a Donovan Ezerike or whatever his name is from
Nah,
Boston.
dude, it's gonna be Emeka Egbuka or Luther Burden. I know it, but
You know, if Terry Fontenot finally wants the Georgia fans like us to shut up, he'll pick Mykael Williams. We've been begging for this team to draft defensive studs from Georgia, and they always pass them up. So I don't know. We'll see. I really don't have much faith at all that this will be the pick, in the actual draft. But I don't know.
I have
Hopefully
a
they prove
little
me
bit of
wrong.
hope. Little
Hopefully
bit
they
of
prove me
hope.
wrong. A little bit of hope.
Yeah.
Hopefully they prove me and Jacob wrong.
Well, we will see, boys. But moving on here. This one's pretty easy for me. With the 16th pick and the Arizona Cardinals, we are going to select Jahdae Barron, corner from Texas. I feel like this one fell right into their lap. Again, right there, kind of. That's like genuinely where he's mocked in like that anywhere from like the 13 to 20-ish range. So I think that the Cardinals would be, while Falcons fans are crashing out or celebrating, they're gonna very much enjoy just writing down the name and turning that into old Rajee Goodell.
All right, that gives me the Cincinnati Bengals here. This is an interesting one too. There could be a lot that happens here with what's his name? With Trey Hendrickson still kind of in the unknown of whether or not he's going to get a new deal or not. And I've seen a lot of buzz that he could potentially be dealt on draft night, which would be extremely interesting. But regardless, they're going to need someone to play alongside of him, or more so on the other side of him. So I'm going to go ahead and take Donovan Isiraku from Boston College. Super productive edge. I think he's going to be a great player. He kind of showed out at the combine, kind of put the world on notice. And whether they trade Trey Hendrickson or not, They're going to need another edge regardless. So we're going to go ahead and give Donovan Isaraku to the Cincinnati Bengals.
Seattle is really, this is a hard pick for me.
This is a tough one.
This is very hard. You know, Seattle could definitely trade back with a team that wants to take a quarterback here, like the Giants. The Giants could usually trade back into the first round and take a quarterback. No, I mean, they just signed Sam Darnold to that huge contract in the offseason. They lost DK Metcalf. They lost Tyler Lockett. They signed Cooper Kupp in free agency. I would imagine that the pick here would probably be offensive tackle, or just any sort of offensive or offensive lineman to help protect Sam Darnold. So with the 18th pick in the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Seattle Seahawks select Josh Simmons, tackle, Ohio State. So this, again, this is extremely, extremely hard pick. To be honest with you, I really don't know what Seattle will do here. Like I said, there's definitely the Seahawks pick could definitely be a pick where a team trades with them to take a quarterback. You know, the Giants could do this, the Steelers could do this. So I think Seattle's just really in a weird position, but you know, for this mock draft, I would have them taking a tackle to help protect Sam Darnold.
Hmm. 19th pick. All right, I think I got it. With the 19th pick of the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the division rival of the Atlanta Falcons, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are going to go ahead and select Jihad Campbell, linebacker from Alabama. Once again, super productive player. You play 3 years in the SEC and in Alabama, it's pretty good bet that you're going to be a decent, at least somewhat productive player. And Tampa Bay Buccaneers need a linebacker, so that's gonna be the pick they make.
All right, pick number 20 here for the Denver Broncos. I think I know where we're gonna go here. So the 20th pick, 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, Broncos select Matthew Golden, wide receiver from Texas. Really kind of a speed demon archetype here. I mean, he's a little bit bigger than most speed guys are. He's definitely going to give Bo Nix the ability to stretch the field. Pairing him with Cortland Sutton on the outside would be quite nice for them. I think they would have an absolute steal here with Matthew Golden if he ends up falling to pick number 20 here.
No, definitely an interest. This guy has been the definition of a combine riser.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking bad on Matthew Golden here. This is just an observation. At no point when we played Texas did I feel like Matthew Golden was a 4-2 runner.
Nope.
You're
in a 4-2-9.
That was crazy to me when I heard that, because if I remember correctly, I feel like in the SEC championship it was DeAndre Moore who had a day against us when he took like that like little slant route and took it to the crib. Like I saw that guy, I was like, oh shoot, he's fast, but definitely a combine riser here.
And Dalen Everett,
yep,
locked down.
Yep, exactly. And now we come to the all important 21st overall pick that I'm gonna have to stay up until 10:45. To watch. First world problems, NFL fan. I know Falcons are usually getting theirs within the first 20 minutes, but
our Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. So right here, every fiber of my being wants to say that we're going to draft Jalen Milroe, but I'm going to chicken out, and I'm just going to make the pick that everyone and their mother is saying that we're going to say, that we're going to take. And with the 21st pick of the 2025 NFL mock draft, The Pittsburgh Steelers are going to go ahead and select Shedeur Sanders, quarterback from Colorado.
Boo.
Yep. Hate all you want.
Boo.
Hate all you want. Let's go. I don't really know how to feel about this, to be honest. I would not. I'd say I'm more confident that Shador is a better player than Kenny Pickett. I mean, that's not a high bar to achieve. It's not a high bar to achieve. And last time we seemingly reached for a first round quarterback, it was him. But again, all the stuff aside about Colorado and stuff, he was a very good player in college and very accurate on time rhythm thrower. So, and obviously he's not like any type of scrambler or really that mobile. So it's really going to be about the offensive system and getting the ball out quickly and having George Pickens, which I mean, we don't even know if we're going to have George Pickens. I've seen some of the rumors that he's more available than you think, whatever that means. But having those, let's say we have DK and George on the outside, having those guys that can kind of bail him out on 50-50 balls with Freiermuth over the middle. We're going to have to figure out running back. I am a Jaylen Warren fan, but not as like bell cow running back. So I think that's going to be the pick here. Although I am going to go ahead and say I will not be shocked if Jalen Milroe is the pick here because there's been a lot of smoke there. So.
So I have a little nice little tidbit here. We like to call him Shadoodoo Sanders. I think he's a terrible prospect,
What?
terrible quarterback. I have a little, just a little nugget right here. I'm sure most of our viewers have seen this. Worst formal interview I've ever been to in my life. So entitled. Takes unnecessary sacks. He has horrible body language. He blames everything on his teammates. And the biggest thing is, he's just not that good. That was a report from Tom Pelissero about Shedeur Sanders. And I would like to say that I agree with just about every word in it. Now, being a Falcons fan, I do love Dion. I like his family, all that stuff. I think Shedeur is extremely overrated. He's a noodle arm pocket passer with no legs. He's slow. He might play on time. He reads defenses okay. Not going to be a terrible player, most likely. I'm just kind of exaggerating all this. But I definitely don't think he is worth a first round pick.
Careful, Jacob. You may actually have to lock up your house before Dion busts in your house.
I know. Good
Whenever
thing
Shador is
pretty
raising the
far away from
Lombardi,
Colorado.
whenever Shador is raising the Lombardi for in the Steelers uniform, he's going to go on the Rich Eisen show and he's going to do that classic where he gets on the paper and he looks, this was your pre-draft scouting. And who is that? It's like, oh, I don't know. It's this guy, Jacob Walters or something. If it gets to that point, then that's how you know we made it. But no, we're going to see. I'm not as low on Shador as Jacob here is. I just don't, once again, I just believe we're much better tanking going Arch Manning next year, but we're never
Flash the
going to tank.
watch. Flash the watch.
I'm also a little bit higher on Shador than Jacob is. I think he's the third best quarterback prospect besides Cam Ward and Jackson Dart. The Steelers and the Saints are interesting because I think both teams could definitely pick a quarterback in the draft. So it's only a matter of time of who I th or who the quarterback is that's going to go to New Orleans if they pick. I mean, they for all we know they could go Shador at number 9, which in my opinion would be a huge reach, but I don't know. It should be interesting. Definitely do think that the Saints and Steelers are going to pick quarterback here in the draft.
And the reason why I'm so like leaning towards potentially it being Milroe as the pick here is because I feel like Milroe and Mike Tomlin, you get those two in a room and those two would just be like spitting images just in terms of like mentality and like Milroe just seems like a Tomlin type of guy, like son of military family. Just all we've heard about Milroe is that he's a great guy. Like even when he got benched against UCF or USF a couple years ago, he took it like a champ and of course came back and turned out to be pretty good. So that's why I am would not be shocked at all if it's Milroe here. All this though, just for us to take some offensive tackle I've never heard of, and we literally did this for nothing. So we will see, but yeah, Shador from whatever I've seen, I think that's going to be the pick here.
All right, Los Angeles Chargers. I'm gonna make this short and sweet. Get that man Justin Herbert some help. With the 22nd pick in the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Los Angeles Chargers select Luther Burden III, wide receiver, Missouri. Short and sweet. Get that man Justin Herbert some help. Ladd McConkey, who is a damn beast, but he can only do so much. I'm glad that they found Quentin Johnston still playing football, because that man disappeared after we beat TCU in the Natty. So I'm glad he's still playing football and that they found him. But not nah, Justin Herbert needs some weapons. They lost Keenan Allen last year to the Bears. Honestly, I couldn't even tell you who their tight end is. Is it Will Disley? I honestly have no idea, but any form of wide receiver tight end, get Justin Herbert some weapons with Ladd McConkey. So I'm gonna go Luther Burden III here for the Los Angeles Chargers.
All right. You
Okay,
want to go,
Jacob.
Cole?
Oh, am I going?
Yeah, let's just keep that order.
Okay.
We had to go out of order for the Steelers.
So obviously it would be smart here for the Packers to give Jordan Love some wide receiver help. Just like it would have been smart to give Aaron Rodgers some receiver help in the first round for the first 15 years that he was there, or at any point in their franchise history, it would have been smart to go receiver. What makes you think that they're going to change now? They're not. So with the 23rd pick, the Green Bay Packers are going to select Will Johnson, corner from Michigan. Yeah, I think receiver there would have been a nice see like what receivers would be available if this is how it shaked out.
Emeka
Mecca Buka's there. But yeah, I mean I'm not counting on the Packers drafting receiver. I think they go with a corner because they seem to be very defensive heavy in the first round in their franchise's entire history.
All right, so that brings up me with the Minnesota Vikings. We're gonna go ahead and take another steal here. We're gonna go Kenneth Grant from Michigan. He's really more of your traditional nose tackle run plugger type. I think he's still great at what he does, but he's definitely a bigger defensive tackle. They could definitely use some help in the trenches on defense, and I think Kenneth Grant's gonna be an amazing addition to this team.
Good pick, good pick. I've seen him mocked to the Vikings in a lot of drafts, so I definitely think that's who they're gonna pick. Houston Texans. Besides Caleb Williams, CJ Stroud was the most sacked quarterback in NFL last year. Laremy Tunsil's gone. Their offensive line is just depleted. So I think this is a real obvious pick. So with the 25th pick in the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Houston Texans select Tyler Booker, offensive guard from Alabama. The Texans really just they need offensive line help miserably. CJ Stroud was sacked 52 times last year. Obviously, Caleb Williams was number one with 68, which is still crazy. But they need to protect their franchise QB. Stroud had definitely a sophomore slump last year while tearing it up in his rookie year. And what better pick than to get a offensive guard or offensive tackle to help protect Stroud in the pocket?
Like that pick.
Yeah, no, definitely good pick here. I mean, I think if this guy falls to the Rams here, again, You gotta look. Of course, the team needs says tight end. But if this guy were to fall to them at this pick, I think that this would have to be the pick here. So with the 26th pick of the Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Los Angeles Rams are going to select Malachi Starks, safety from Georgia. I mean, the Rams safeties right now, you look at it and they got Cam Kitchens, Cameron Curl. I mean, I think that they would it would best serve them if they did get to this point to pick Malachi Starks. The more I think about it, the more I definitely believe that he's going to go earlier than this. That's going to, again, have to do with trades and whatnot. So, yeah, Colston Loveland would be a nice pick here if Malachi Starks wasn't on the board.
I really wanted you to take Colston Loveland there because I was going to put Malachi on the Ravens to pair with Kyle Hamilton. I feel like that would be absolutely disgusting combination.
I mean, nasty.
Can't do that.
Yeah, it kind of leaves me in a tough spot here with the Ravens, but I think we're going to take a flyer here on someone with some character concerns maybe coming into the draft. As a freak edge rusher, ran in the 4.4s, played against him a couple times at Tennessee, where he seemingly always disappears when they play against the University of Georgia or any good competition, but that's okay. Not saying he can't be anything in the NFL, but with the 27th pick, I will have the Baltimore Ravens selecting edge from Tennessee, James Pierce Jr.
You know, Jacob, funny, I have the Detroit Lions. That's who I was going to pick as Aiden Hutchinson gets ready for the season next year.
Stealing each other's picks now.
You know, the Lions are just so good. You know, they had that big disappointment in the playoffs against the Commanders. They lost I think they lost either one or two offensive tackles in the offseason. So I think they need help protecting Jared Goff, or Jared Goof, as I like to call him. So I am going to go with the 28th pick in the 2025 Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Detroit Lions select Donovan Jackson, tackle from Ohio State. I wouldn't say it's necessarily a no-brainer pick. To be honest with you, I really don't know why PFF has wide receiver as a need for Detroit, because, I mean, they have Monroe St. Brown. I guess the only reason is that, you know, there's been rumors that Jameson Williams could get traded from Detroit. I guess that's really the only reasoning, but I think offensive line is definitely one of the bigger needs for Detroit. I was watching that Commanders playoff game, and Goff was under duress a lot of that game. So I definitely think that they'll go offensive line here with Donovan Jackson.
It's a good pick there.
So, just go ahead and make the pick. There's been a lot of smoke about this guy being a first-round pick. So, with the 29th pick of the Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Washington Commanders select Amarian Hampton, running back from North Carolina. I think this is going to be another kind of... This almost feels like not as crazy as the Jahmyr Gibbs pick was. I remember when we were all like, why are the Lions picking a running back? Like, that's not their team need. I feel like it's going to be a similar vibe with this pick. But, again, I don't have, like, a whole lot of reasoning, all that I know that they need a running back. And I just – because, I mean, Austin Eckler, he's getting old. And I think that pairing him with Jaden Daniels in the backfield – be pretty nice, so I think that'll be the pick here for the Commanders.
Him and Brian Robinson would make a cool two punch.
Yeah, that would be good. All right, so pick number 30 here. We're nearing the end of the draft, getting into some of the good teams with a lot less holes. So I'm going to go ahead and pick for the Bills here. With the 30th pick, we are going to select Maxwell Hairston, corner from Kentucky. This is a freak athlete here. He had the fastest 40-yard dash time of all participants in the combine this year. I would honestly be surprised if he was still on the board here at 30. If he was off the board, I would probably take Trey Amos right here as well. I definitely think they're going to get corner. Bills kind of whiffed on Kaiir Elam, safety from the disgusting Florida Gators, or
Man,
he's a
that's a
corner.
shame he didn't turn out to be
But
good.
anyway, I think, yeah, they kind of whiffed on that one, so they're trying to fill some holes. I believe they got. Did they get rid of Tre'Davious White? Or is he still there?
I think he may be on another team. I think last time I think he was on the Ravens. I can't remember.
I think that makes sense. All right, regardless, they need some help at corner. Maxwell Hairston, big, tall, fast, athletic as hell. I think he'd be a great pick here if he falls to number 30.
All right, the Kansas City Chiefs, or what NFL fans call them, the new evil empire, taken after the Patriots. I would imagine all of America wanted the Eagles to win, and it was awesome seeing them getting absolutely destroyed. But besides the point, the Chiefs just got absolutely manhandled in the Super Bowl against the Eagles' defensive front. I mean, Patrick Mahomes was rushed as soon as he snapped the ball every single play. I think really this is again a no-brainer pick. The Chiefs lost two offensive linemen in free agency, Trey Smith and then Joe Tooney. So I think that this is definitely a no-brainer pick, but with the 31st pick in the Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select Gray Zabel, tackle from North Dakota State. Again, you need to protect Patrick Mahomes when he has all day to throw. That man is the most dangerous player in the NFL. Definitely with a competent offensive line, just absolute stud. I mean, we've seen him ever since he got drafted in 2017, or yeah, 2017, yeah. But again, just you need to protect your franchise guy. You can't let him run around the entire game and expect to win games. Again, perfect example, the Super Bowl. Jalen Carter was wreaking havoc in that backfield. So they need a offensive tackle to help protect Patrick Mahomes.
Awesome. And just like that, boys, we are down to the last pick of the draft here. That went by very fast. And this last pick, I think, is going to be a little bit interesting. We have heard a lot of smoke around a potential trade of Dallas Goedert. And I've been seeing a lot of stuff like, will the Eagles draft his replacement? Will they even trade up? So I think this pick right here that I make is going to seem crazy, but I feel like it's going to age well. But then again, if they decide to work things out with Dallas Goedert, this is going to look like a terrible pick. So with the 32nd pick of the Gridiron Pulse mock draft, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to select Colston Loveland, tight end from Michigan. Again, this all hinges on whether Dallas Goedert actually gets traded. Because if they don't, then I'm going to look stupid. And they should have probably picked Emeka Ebuka there. So, yep.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Eagles draft another Georgia stud. Athens is just a pipeline to Philadelphia, so I wouldn't. Whoever Georgia player is still left on the board, that's a top or first round talent board or high second round talent. I would not be surprised at all if the Eagles drafted one of them.
Sneaky Tate Ratledge or Jared Wilson spot right there for the Eagles. That would be awesome for us.
No, those teams that are in like the 30s, they typically pick a player that you don't necessarily think is like, oh, like that was a first round pick. A good example of that, I think, was a few years ago when the Chiefs drafted George Karloftis in the first round. And everyone was kind of like, whoa, like I kind of saw him as like a second, third round guy potentially. And he is, of course, turned out to be very impactful for their defense. So I think that's very kind of almost in that Maxwell Hairston range where he's very much seen as a second round guy, but those teams in the 30s, they have the ability and kind of the the safety net to take a shot on a guy like that in the late first round.
Fun fact, I actually have Daniel Jeremiah's draft pulled up right here. He goes number 23 to the Green Bay Packers. Also, another good team who has some expendability when it comes to draft picks. Well, this is our 2025 PFF mock draft. I think this is a really good-looking draft. Just a couple of things, maybe. I highly doubt Colston Loveland falls to 32.
Yeah.
I don't know if James Pierce Jr. gets picked in the first round. I don't think Malachi Starks falls to 26. I mean,
I think there's a good chance that the Cowboys take Matthew Golden at 12 randomly.
I agree with that.
Yeah, that's
they kind of already have that X type receiver, that big body physical guy in CeeDee Lamb, and Matthew Golden would be a nice speedster to pair with him to take the top off there.
Yeah, I just assumed with that pick that they would just pick best player at their position available.
If I could go back, yeah. I would probably say at 13 the Dolphins take Malachi Starks.
Yeah,
that would probably be the one.
I've seen him mocked there like 50 different times.
But other than that, I think that's
again, this is a pretty good one.
Yep. Well, I think that's going to do it, boys. It'll be interesting to see how accurate we are. Again, there are a lot of trades to be had, so I would probably lean on the side of not too accurate. But again, we kind of put contingency plans in of like, if this trade were to happen, then I think this. So I think we'll have a good idea of whether we're draft ball knowers or if we should start our Daniel Jeremiah-esque mock drafts yearly.
Yeah, definitely in our next episode, we can do a recap of the draft and how we fared versus the real draft, because it'll be over by the next time we record. This was overall super fun. Love sitting here doing this with y'all. Cole with the suit and the chimes. Me and Carter repping the A over here and the dogs. We're going to see a lot of these going. Got some ring-having players going to be drafted. Overall, this is awesome.
How many family tragedies are we going to hear?
Every single one that has been made public, they'll probably do a 30-minute excerpt on Travis Hunter's dad getting released from house arrest, being there in Green Bay. Can't wait for that one.
Oh,
probably
going
to watch the NFL Network version just so I don't have to hear all that crap.
ESPN is about to eat that up.
Yeah. Yep.
Gosh. Yeah. Well, now that we got that all settled, boys, guess we can go ahead and wrap this one up. Once again, we will have this out before the draft starts. What time does the draft start? Like 7:30?
Eight. Like 9 o'clock because they take forever with the first pick.
Yeah. I'm telling you. And if
it'll be a late night for sure, but we'll get it out as soon as we can.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, yeah, and if you guys enjoyed this, of course, the usual like, comment, subscribe, all that stuff. And, the Gridiron Pulse, that's going to be it. And we will see y'all next time.
See ya.